Gonna apologize ahead of time, y'all. I'm a little fired up today, but I'm gonna do my best to get through it without it affecting this one. First off, one of the biggest anti-gun, anti-American people in the world just made a financial transaction that will affect what we hear ahead of the elections. What we also hear regarding some pro-gun bills that are coming out. I want you guys to plug in on this one and pay attention, because this one is actually very important with where we go from here. I want to thank the sponsor of the video first, and that's CMMG. They make a ton of tools for us in this tool-loving community. Some are big and small, some go boom and bang. They have different colors of tools, and when you use code G&G10, you save tremendously on all the tools you buy at CMMG. Thank you guys and gals for being friends of the channel. American made in Boonville, Missouri, and the owners of the company put their own dollars out of their own pockets to fight the ATF and lawsuits. Reason enough to support them. All right. Before I jump into what George Soros just did, I also want to say that channel got its first strike in 10 years on YouTube. I got my first channel strike yesterday, and it's as a result of being a good journalist. I took a segment of video from a late night talk show host that offered, according to the law, what is a bribe? Don't care if he's a comedian, that doesn't clear him from stuff. Some people say that's just a comedian being funny, but there's a point where you overstep the line. And it was portrayed as a bribe to Clarence Thomas to leave the Supreme Court. There was a company, I think it was Avalon or Avon, whatever, that put a claim on a copyright claim. They blocked the video immediately, ultimately got YouTube to give me a strike because I used their guy. They own the rights to his channel or his content. It's a UK-based entertainment company. Here in America, you can take stuff and put it on the screen and add to that with information or legal talk and stuff like that and use that as an example. That's called fair use, which is what I did. I live in America, yet the Brits didn't like it. I got a channel strike. So if you want to tell the Brits to piss off, then like this video and comment down below. Please subscribe to Guns and Gadgets to remain in the news. Remain in the know about the news about the Second Amendment, whether the UK or late night talk show hosts like it or not. All right, let's get into what George Soros did. George Soros, we already know he's paid billions of dollars to destroy America. He has been the driving force behind the woke DAs that you have across the country. He was the one who funded their campaigns and continues to do such, as well as funding woke people running for other offices. Well, George Soros, through his firm, have purchased over 220 radio stations across this country in a huge bailout of Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Audacy had a huge debt and were on unstable grounds as far as keeping the company afloat and all of the channels that they operated. And George Soros said, you know what? America has a huge election coming up. Americans are realizing that their right to keep and bear arms is paramount. With millions of people coming on board, how can I influence that and get us back to the guns are bad phase and woke is great phase? Well, he injected $400 million into Audacy that it was going to help them get out of debt. And once this company now comes out of bankruptcy, George Soros will be the leading shareholder, which means he's the controlling shareholder, which means he can drive the narrative on all 220 plus radio stations. Some of them are conservative stations. Will they remain that way? That's a huge question a lot of them are fighting with right now. George Soros hates America. In fact, he said that he wants to bring us down. He wants to, it's what he does across the country, right? He injects his crap into countries, and when they crumble, he wins. In fact, he is not even welcome in his own country anymore. Turned on his own people. There's a lot of bad things that George Soros has done. And this is just the next step to acquire a controlling share in 220-plus radio stations right before the election, which means you're going to hear his spin, what he wants people to say about whoever is running for office, about whoever is running for district attorney, about whatever gun bills are out there. I'm sure he'll be much more friendly to the Moms Demand Action and Every Time for Gun Safety and all the other people, the Michael Bloombergs and all his crazy stuff. This is something we absolutely need to pay attention to. Absolutely need to pay attention to. 220 plus radio stations is a lot, and they're all around this country. Be warned. Be aware. As it progresses, I will keep you in the know. All I ask is that you just hit that subscribe button right down there on the lower left of my screen. It's going to be the lower right of your screen. It's big and red. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It just shows YouTube you support this channel. Especially when the channel is getting admonished and put in the corner and slapped for doing what any good person would try to do as far as getting the information out about what took place. It's funny. It's okay for him to put it out on his HBO show. It's okay for it to be across all the social medias. But when I put it out and tied in the legal side of what this guy did and could be facing as a result, I'm the bad guy. It's been a bad day. Been a rough day. But I'm above ground. And that's all that really matters. Until we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. Love every single one of you. Thank you for letting me do what I love here on this channel. Check out CMMG, use code GNG10, and get some great tools for you and your family. Take it easy. See you later.